Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I'm Drew Conry Murray. It's December 11th, 2017, and here's what's happening. Recently, I had a briefing from Juniper Networks about a trio of bots that the company plans to launch in 2018. Did I say bots? Yes, I did. These bots are, in fact, lightweight applications for automating network operations. Juniper's intention behind these applications, or bots, is that they'll accelerate the adoption of automation in customer environments. So you may have heard Juniper promote the idea of the self-driving network. Well, these bots are supposed to serve as a sort of easy button for customers who want to try their hand at automation and maybe get some quick wins without having to make a major investment in a great big automation platform. Now, by calling them bots instead of applications, Juniper's trying to distinguish them from legacy network monitoring and management systems. These bots are intended to be lightweight, intuitive, and easy to use. Okay, so that's the marketing rationale. What do they actually do? Bot number one is called the Contrail Peer Bot. Juniper says this bot automates, quote, all aspects of BGP peering for operators, end quote. Now that includes adding, modifying, and removing peering points, as well as dynamically establishing peering policy. So rather than use the CLI, which could result in configuration errors, the idea is to turn over peering tasks to the bot. Now the bot includes a dashboard that lets you see all the peering routes and bandwidth consumption in real time. Juniper says the Contrail Peer Bot should work with Juniper and third-party routers that run BGP, but you'll be able to pull more telemetry data into the application from Juniper routers via its Junos telemetry interface. The second bot is the Contrail Test Bot. This application automates the testing of network infrastructure. You can use this bot to test and validate configuration changes in pre-production, and then audit the network after the changes have been made. Juniper says this bot uses programs that Juniper's professional services team developed for service engagements, and it's now packaging up these programs and making them commercially available through TestBot. Third is the AppFormix HealthBot. Now, as you might guess from the name, HealthBot collects network and device information to provide a view into the overall health of the network. Juniper says HealthBot can support troubleshooting and maintenance and provide real-time analytics for administrators and operators. While each bot is intended to be available as a standalone application, Juniper's end goal is to build a whole ecosystem in which these and other bots that are going to be developed can be used together in a suite of integrated tools, or a superbot. That, however, is still a future objective. Now, as noted earlier, these bots aren't shipping yet. Juniper says they'll be available in the first half of 2018. But if you're interested in testing these bots as a beta user, Juniper says it will welcome customers to try them out, so contact your nearest Juniper rep if you want to get your hands on one. That was Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, subscribe for free at packetpushers.net. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.